speaking, I mean, it's song to song. We're going to connect in a different way now, as we do every single Friday. I try to have live in studio guests in the studio. And today's a special day. Well, it's a special day for me anyway. Steve Kerrigan, who happens to be another show host here at WSCA, does a fantastic show on Mondays from 7 to 8 called Local Folk. Similar vein to this show, a little bit, you know, it's a similar vein. We'll talk to him, but he is live in the studio. He's joining me live in the studio right now with a bunch of friends that I've known in the past and new friends that I've just get to meet. And so I'm very excited about it. So, Steve, thank you for taking the time out and coming in and being on the show.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. And what I think we'll do, if you guys don't mind, why don't we start with some live music, and then we can come back and we can talk about anything you want to talk about, for that matter.
This is a great song. Okay, we'll start off with something, Dance to Your Daddy, which is a Geordie song and from England. And it's an adaptation, kind of an adult adaptation of a children's lullaby, is what the tune was originally. Come hear me, little Jackie, now I've smoked me backy, let we have a cracky till the boat comes in.
Dance to your daddy, sing to your mammy, dance to your daddy till your mammy sing. Don't you love a fishy on the little dishy, don't you love a fishy when the boat comes in.
Here comes thy mother humming like a canny woman. Yonder comes thy father drunk, he cannot stand.
Dance to your daddy, sing to your mammy. Dance to your daddy till your mammy sing. Don't you love a fishy on the little dishy? Don't you love a fishy when the boat comes in?
Ah, Tommy's always fuddling, he's so fond of ale, but he's kind to me, I hope he'll never fail.
Dance to your daddy, sing to your mammy, dance to your daddy till your mammy sings. Don't you love a fishy on the little dishy, don't you love a fishy when the boat comes in.
I like a drop me cell when I can get it sly, and you, my baby bairn, will love 'tis well as I.
Dance to your daddy, sing to your mammy, dance to your daddy till your mammy sing. Don't you love a fishy on the little dishy, don't you love a fishy when the boat comes in. Dance to your daddy, sing to your mammy, dance to your daddy till your mammy sing. Don't you love a fishy on the little dishy, don't you love a fishy when the boat comes in.
Very nice. Steve Kerrigan and friends live in the WSTA studios. Actually, the group of people we have here, it has a name. You guys are, it's the name of a band, right?
We have a name. We're called Great Bay Sailor. And the name originated because we perform, or we have been performing for a long time now at the Portsmouth Maritime Music Festival, which happens at the last weekend in September. And we chose that name because of the maritime music that we do, but now we do all types of different music from all over the world, but still continue to use that name.
Right on. Yeah. So let's talk about the let's talk about your musical, you know, how you got involved with the music first, and then I also want to talk about your radio show, because you are part of the WSCA family here, and
yes,
we're very excited about that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm very proud to be, too.
And we're proud to have you, that's for sure, because it's bringing great music to the airwaves and highlighting the music that exists out in the community, and it's a gift. So I take my hat off to you.
Well, thank you. See, I didn't even know about this music when I first got here, and I didn't even, part of what I talk about on my show is how people arrived at the music and how they got to the folk music that's around here. And one of the reasons I'm curious about it is because of the way that I came to it. I came to it because I wanted to be a rock singer.
Right on.
And I had a friend who said, "All right, rock and roll." You know, he says, "I think you could, you know, meet somebody that I know that might be able to teach you how to sing. You know, might be able to strengthen your singing so that so you can rock out." You know, that person was Bruce McIntyre, and that was who's with us.
The rock and roll, the epitome of rock and roll, in my opinion.
The epitome of rock and roll. Now, when you see this on television, you'll know why we laugh.
Exactly.
But, you know, he came in and he, you know, and I told him what I wanted to do and that I wanted to rock. He goes, "That's really great. Why don't we learn a folk song? And that's really going to help you with your rock music." I said, "Really? Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it."
See, I've been the gullible rock musician. Yeah. That's great. See, you have a way of bringing people into the fold.
We were rocking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We never even really quite got to the rock aspect, but we're still here in folk. Uh-huh. So.
And how long ago was that? When did you meet Bruce?
That was probably 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Yeah. Probably 10 years ago, I think, at least. So.
Well, do you mind me asking Bruce about that that meeting and how that went and how you...
I don't know
what
if
your
he
thought
remembers
process
it. Oh,
I remember it very well, okay. As a matter of fact. The one thing about... I took voice lessons in school, and I did a lot of oratorio singing, so I had a little bit of knowledge about what one can do with a voice. And when it came to Steve, he said, "I just can't sing very loud on stage."
Oh, wait a minute.
I said, "I'll give it to you." And by the time I left, he was taking paint off the wall. I mean, really, we found a voice in about 28 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was there. There was nothing, hardly anything to do with me. Mm-hmm. But I always remember it because normally when I give anybody any coaching, we don't get past the first line in a song. There's no reason to go any further.
Oh, yeah.
So he memorized one line of a song, and off we went, and we started singing together because I really liked his singing. Mm-hmm. So it was fun.
And you didn't really steer him away from the rock and roll? Just happened to go that way?
I could have.
I mean, I had an electric band for a while, uh-huh. Yeah. You know, but it was more of a folk electric band, and my voice, the way it evolved, just turned into something that was a lot more suited for folk music anyway. Mm-hmm. So
you do have that, yeah, that's kind of... Well, without being embarrassing, you have a kind of a sweet lilt to your voice. It really does have it's nice. It's a nice sounding, it really works well with the genre that you're singing now, or at least that last song anyway.
It might not work well with like Led Zeppelin type stuff.
Yeah, all right. So let's...
I don't think.
I was going to ask for, I was going to ask for like Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven.
But we don't have the time, so.
We don't have the time.
So yeah, that's the only thing. Well, that's good. So that's how you came to the music. And was it a gradual, obviously it must have been a gradual process where you kind of let go of those rock and roll aspirations and said, when did you firmly embrace this style of music? Do you remember that? Do you remember when that relationship really took hold where you can say, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, you know, that was a lot more recently. You'd think that maybe
really?
It would have been a year. You know, hey, after singing for a year, I decided I was going to be a folk musician forever. But it was probably only 2 or 3 years ago,
really?
I will say, that I said, I'm going to own this. You know, I'm really going to own this. I had been doing it for a while, for years, in fact. And, you know, I enjoyed writing music and doing music. But it was really only a few years ago that I said, you know, I'm going to own this. And I'm a folk singer, and that's what I am. And I'm part of the folk community. Part of... you know, saying, hey, I'm going to own this is also saying, hey, I'm going to be part of this community, you know, and I'm really going to embrace it, and I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to be involved in it, and I'm going to learn the music and really, really get into it.
But was there something, was there a particular moment that you said, now I'm going to embrace it? Because you were talking about how people came to it, and that's the whole premise of your show.
Yes.
So you're talking about the journey, but there has to be that moment where it clicks, where you say, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, you know,
now
part,
I'm going to embrace it.
Yeah, I mean, part of embracing, part of embracing the music for me is embracing the community. Folk music is more a community than it is an activity, I would say, or, you know, to me it is. So in order to say I'm all in, I had to be in on the community, and it was an unfortunate incident. Several years ago, my wife had a stroke just a week after our baby was born, and there was a huge outpouring from the community, which really made me rethink communities,
really?
Or being part of a community, or I guess I didn't know I was as part of this, you know, I didn't know I was part of this community that I had been in.
Right. As much a part as you
as much as a part
became,
as I,
right.
Yeah, and I said, wow, I can't believe this. I guess I'm more part of this community than I thought. And I said, well, I love you guys too. Mm-hmm. So here I am.
Well, I love you guys too.
I really, truly do. Right. And I did before.
Yeah. Well, that is fantastic. And Elizabeth, your wife, Elizabeth, is a fantastic singer in her own right. And she's made it, you know, her own connections in the community. And
she has.
And it's great that. Yep. And I know that could be a scary, tragic event to have something like that, especially so young and with a new baby.
Yeah.
So that must have been, you know, it must have been an opening of the heart in a big sense of the word.
It was a huge life changing experience. Mm. For me, so you know, the combination of something so wonderful, having the new baby, and then something so awful as your wife.
I can't even imagine. It would scare me to death.
It was very, very scary, mm-hmm. but it made me rethink a lot of things. So,
here you are today.
Here I am today.
Yeah, right on.
Here I am.
Well, it
today.
Has for, you know, indirectly or directly, it's brought you to where you are and what you're doing on here on WSCA and out in the community.
Elizabeth was always telling me I need a radio show.
Yeah.
And I never knew what to have the radio show be about. And then when I saw, it's the community, I said, that's it. I have to have a show about the community.
So what better place to do that than on WSCA, Portsmouth Community Radio?
I totally agree.
So that's great. Well, we can come back, talk more about that, and talk more about anything you want for that matter.
Sure.
Let's do another life then, if you don't mind.
Let's do another one. is a... I'm not going to say too much about it, but it's called Come Down Your Roses, and it's a sort of a combination of a bit of a sea shanty-type song and also an African anthem-type song sort of combined, and it comes from the West Indies, and it's called Come Down Your Roses, and I'm going to need a note on that. Come down, you roses, come down, you roses. Come down, you roses, come down, you roses. Come down, you roses, come down, you roses. Come down when I tell ya, come down, you roses. Come down when I tell ya, come down, you roses. Oh, you rosy roses, come down, you roses. Ah, you rose in the garden, come down, you roses. Ah, you rose in the garden, come down, you roses. Ah, you big bunch of roses, come down, you roses. Oh, you lively roses, come down, you roses. Ah, you sweet little roses, come down, you roses. Come down, you roses, come down, you roses. Come down, you roses, come down, you roses. Ah, you rose in the garden, come down, you roses. Oh, you live bunch of roses, come down, you roses. Oh, you live little roses, come down, you roses. Oh, you sweet little roses, come down, your roses. Oh, you sweet smelling roses, come down, your roses.
That was nice. Very nice. Steve Kerrigan, live in the WSCA studios, along with Great Bay Sailor. I suppose it's Great Bay Sailor, but we're talking to you today, so.
Yes, we'll sir. Just,
along with the rest of the guys. Why don't you introduce, I know we're on radio and as well as TV here, so why don't you introduce the rest of the band?
Okay.
So people at home will know who's singing.
To my right is Mike Blair. Former Air Force bomber pilot, the Mad Bomber, and also an airline pilot nowadays, and also my singing friend and buddy, and accompanist, vocal accompanist. And to my right is my long-term music teacher and bandmate, and guitar accompanist, and player of many different
he's a great, he plays the bones.
He plays the bones. Yeah. He plays the flute.
He tried to teach me the bones once, but I was kind of like,
no, I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what to do with those things.
I can only do a 5-minute bone thing for you later.
That's okay. Yeah.
You're right.
And to my far right is Jim Prendergast, who is our... Well, I don't know how to describe him. He's our accompanist. He's our instrumentalist. He's also a singer, and he's also a recording engineer and recording artist, all the way from Nashville, who was brought here in part due to, I think, his granddaughter, yes. But in another part due to the press room session that happens on Friday
really?
Nights.
Yes.
And before he even came up here, he heard me sing, and he said, "I got to get out of here."
Back. We're hitting some cables. Sorry.
Okay.
So you met him at you guys met at the press room, or did you all meet at the press room?
You know, Bruce is the glue that binds Great Bay Sailor together. Uh-huh. I would say, and Bruce found Mike. Bruce found Jim. Bruce found me.
So Great Bay Sailor is basically your creation. Is that would you say that, Bruce?
Just admit it. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is in a sort of a way. I've always been very interested in trying to find the best people possible for what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very difficult because if you have a guy that's an A-plus player and he's with lots of bands, you can't get him.
Mm.
And you got a guy that's a Z1 player who wants to be with everybody, you have to run down the street. It's a very strange mix of possibilities and luck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give an example. When Mike came into the press room, he sang a song. I heard him, and I went over to him, and I said, "You're in the band." And he looked at me and said, "Band? What band?" That was it. Because if I didn't do it, somebody else would.
Right.
And so that's the way it happened. It was just,
I like the way you work, man.
Well, it's,
that's a great rock and roll voice. Yes, I can work with you. Let's do that. You're in the band.
You should be
What's your name?
Singer. Yeah, let's start with a folk song.
I know a lot of songs about bombing and fighter pilots.
So we've had iterations. We had the Hyde Park of Flying Squad, a bunch of guys singing songs, mm-hmm. and then we were in the first iteration of this band, and then Toad in the Road with Bob and Mary Paul. And so it's been just a thing that's been happening, and we let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
That is good.
I have
actually.
A Steve Carrigan story that, if I might interject.
Of course.
You might.
The first time I laid eyes and heard Steve Carrigan sing at Molly Malone's on one of my trips up here from Nashville to check out the scene, and Steve comes in, someone says, "Hey, Steve, sing the Rocky Road to Dublin." I thought, well, it's going to be good. And somebody, what key? D minor, but somebody heard G minor or gave him the wrong note. And Steve proceeds to sing The Rocky Road to Dublin in G minor. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many people out there know what that means in terms of range, but it was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And flawless performance the whole way through in G minor, hitting high Gs effortlessly without a net.
It has never happened again.
No, well.
He was injured the first time.
I was very, needless to say, I was impressed.
Well, that is impressive. Well, obviously, you're making impressive inroods in the community here in this sort of the roots community.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And with being,
time.
With you know, with sort of becoming involved in the community as a whole, especially in this music community, what I like about the sort of the traditional, the music that you guys are doing, could you go all over the place? And I know, Bruce, you're a scholar of this type of music. You know, you can pull out songs that I've never even knew existed and tell me the history of it. And that's what I really, that's one of my favorite parts of this tradition, is that mm-hmm. people really know where the music comes from, they have a relationship to it, and they share it. Was that new to you when you got into this? I mean, was that an exciting part? Exciting as it means to me? Because I really dig that. And I could listen to people talk about some of these old songs forever. It really is. It's amazing.
It's become more and more exciting to me over time to learn the history of a song or to really know where it came from and to dig a little deeper and to be able to share that. Because you are singing as part of a tradition and you want to be able to share the depth of that tradition with people. So if you can share that, then you're doing well. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're down at a traditional music session, you're probably not going to talk about the song that you're about to sing and the history behind it. It's probably more afterwards if somebody asks
exactly,
you about
right.
it. But it is the sharing of information and the sharing of this knowledge and passing it down, even if it's just oral tradition, mm-hmm. Is part of half the fun.
And it's the discovery of those songs, mm-hmm. really, because, I mean, how many, Bruce, how many songs would you say you probably can't answer that question. It's a stupid question, but I was going to say, how many do you know, and how often do you discover new tunes now that you, that fall into that category?
Right. There's no. Well, we don't know. I mean, I remember one time somebody asked Tom Hall how many songs he knew, and he thought it was about 1,000. But mm-hmm. I'm nowhere near that that number yet. But it's a constant process. And when I first came to the press room in 97, I knew one song. And people would tell me that you'd know enough songs, you'll forget them as mm-hmm. you go along. And you do. They drop out the back, and you go back and rekindle them. That's a great thing about mm-hmm. it. You can go back to old friends. But more than that, you hear young groups like Malinky. They play these songs, and they arrange, and they put new things into the right. into the trad. Air, it's in the air from them. So there's always a search going on. And when we look at CD covers now, we look for artists who play things that we don't know. Mm-hmm. We're more interested in that than hearing versions of things we've already heard.
Right, absolutely. It is about the discovery, really.
It's about as exciting as a part of this as I can imagine. Mm-hmm. And I think I caught that bug because I had the great fortune of singing with Jeff Warner.
And of Jeff course, he's a scholar in the top notch.
His parents with 1,000 yeah. songs and the tradition and such. So that really, it's a bug you catch, and you catch it slowly, and he's catching it. We're all into this thing of, ooh, that's a new one. Nice. Wow, where'd you get that? So it's little right. gems.
Nice. At first, you just hear the song, and you want to learn that song, right. and then you think that you're all set with just that song until you realize that, well, you know, on my program, Local Folk, I
right.
talk about how being part of the, you know, local folk community, it's not just people that are singing the songs, but it's also people that are collecting the songs, because mm-hmm. Some people don't perform, they just collect. There's the fans. There are people that adapt the songs. There are people that take old songs and rekindle them and restructure them. There are people that are historians of the song. I mean, there are now, university mm-hmm. majors and things like that, just all about traditional folk music, which I don't think that there were that many of right. them 20, 30 years mm-hmm. ago. So there's a lot of different ways to come to the music. One way would just be to learn songs and just sing them, but these historians or collectors, or at least just collectors of the general story, mm-hmm. at the very least, are all important.
Absolutely. Well, let's do another live thing. We can come back. I want to dig a little bit more into your show
yeah.
and talk about how that's going and whatever.
Oh,
whatever
sure.
I'm talking about.
The next song we're going to perform is called Eyes the By. And darn it, I almost wish I had my notes on it because I have a little something. This song, one of the reasons that this is a Canadian song. And one of the reasons that this song became popular before the invention of the internet, if you can remember, before then.
Okay.
What's the internet?
Yeah.
I remember smoke signals.
There was a guy who was who made medical devices, and in order to advertise his medical device company, he put together a grouping of songs that people could play and sing, and then with his advertisement on the back, and distributed for free. And one of the songs was this one called Eyes the By. This is a dance song, so when you hear we say Togo, Billingsgate, Morton's Harbor, all around the circle, those are different names of towns, and they represent different points on the compass mm-hmm. that you would turn as you're going around in a circle doing this song.
All right.
Eyes the By, which means I'm the boy. I'm all the guy. Eyes the By that builds the boat, and eyes the By that sails her. Eyes the By that catches the fish and sends it home to Liza. Hip your partner Sally Taboo, hip your partner Sally Brown, Fogle, Twillingate, Morton's Harbor, all around the circle. Sod and rind to cover your flake cake, your tea for supper, codfish in the spring of the year for ride and maggoty butter. Eyes the By that builds the boat, and eyes the By that sails her. Eyes the By that catches the fish and sends it home to Liza. Hip your partner Sally Taboo, hip your partner Sally Brown, Fogle, Twillingate, Morton's Harbor, all around the circle. I don't want your maggoty fish. They're no good for winter. I could get as good as that down in Bona Vista.
I's the pie that builds the boat, and I's the pie that sails her. I's the pie that catches the fish and sends it home to Liza. Hip your partner Sally Taboo, hip your partner Sally Brown. Over to Lincoln Morton's Harbor, all around the circle.
I took Liza to the dance in faith that she could travel, but every step that Liza took, she was knee-deep in gravel.
I's the pie that builds the boat, and I's the pie that sails her. I's the pie that catches the fish and sends it home to Liza. Hip your partner Sally Taboo, hip your partner Sally Brown. Fogart, Twillingate, Morton's Harbour, all around the circle.
Susan White, she's out of sight. Her petticoat wants a border. Old Sam Oliver in the dock, he kissed her in the corner.
I's the pie that builds the boat, and I's the pie that sails her. I's the pie that catches the fish and sends it home to Liza. Hip your partner Sally Taboo, hip your partner Sally Brown. Over Twillingate, Morton's Harbor, all around the circle.
I's the pie that builds the boat, and I's the pie that sails her. I's the pie that catches the fish and sends it home to Liza.
Very nice. Steve Kerrigan, he is the guy, and he is here right now at WSCA, along with Great Bay Sailor. Thank you guys very much. That sounded beautiful.
Thank you, Sean.
Very good. Let's talk about your radio show. It happens on Monday evenings. Brand new radio show. You mentioned that Elizabeth said you need to have a radio show.
Yes.
And was that to get you out of the house?
Yes, I'm pretty sure of it. She's like, you need a hobby, and one that's far away.
No. I'm just wondering why she suggested that. I mean, it seems like a pretty particular kind of... you need this kind of hobby. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a while ago, and I had investigated... it was several years ago, I'd investigated doing voiceover. And she said, well, voiceover, and you should have a radio show. Well, now I do voiceover work.
Oh, you do?
And now I have a radio show. So, I mean, she suggested a long time ago, she said, you've got to use your voice for any and all things that you can, and your voice seems well-suited to this, so you should go do it.
Me?
No, she said that to me.
I thought you were saying that to me. I was like, what? I'll just turn around here. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad that she said that, and
she's so, the originator of all my good ideas. Yeah.
Like most women, actually. Yeah. So did you, is this one of the first places you went? Or tell me how the radio show came together and how the idea for it, and tell me what the idea is.
I had a friend, Hillary, and she helped start this station. Yep. So I knew about the station here. And I took a couple of the training sessions, just so you listeners know, you can train to be on the radio here, and if you have a good idea or good enough, then you can come on the air. So I had taken some of them, but I really didn't have an idea. I was thinking I might do a political show. You know, I even shadowed somebody that was doing one and said, I can't do this, you know, week after week. I can't. You know, what if one day I wake up and I'm not angry anymore, you know, or something?
God forbid.
At least about politics, you know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. That's not really for me.
Right.
And then, you know, I wasn't the historian on the music. I wasn't the collector of the music. Mm. Most of the music that I was getting, that I was learning, came from Bruce's CDs. I got that off learning CD number 3 of things that Bruce had researched and said, this might be something good. So I didn't have that either. I couldn't walk into the studio and do some music program all about music that I researched and loved, because I wasn't doing that, you know? But like I said, when I realized that it was the community that... you know, that really made it all click for me, and I said, I'm all in. The idea of a radio program about the local folk community or the community of folk musicians and how they came to the music and how they're doing what they're doing, that's when it all of a sudden made a lot of sense, and the whole thing fell together.
Right. Yep. So you do an hour on Mondays.
Yep, hour on Mondays.
So what's a typical show look like? Or sound like, I should say. We are on the radio.
Well, what I do is I invite guests in, and they could be someone who's just starting out in folk music. They could be someone who's been there, you know, forever. Last week, for example, my guest was Dave Surrett, who not only is an excellent guitarist.
World-class guitar player.
World-class guitar player, but he's also a teacher and a world-class guy.
Right.
You know? And he has influenced so many people. So he came into the studio, and I said, well, how did you get into it? You know, so I have people bring in music that help to influence them and that help to shape their paths into wherever they are in the music. And they share it through song and through story. And I hope to build people, you know, maybe a roadmap of how to get to it in one way or another.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like almost a student inviting these different teachers in almost to learn as we go. And then because you have this platform, you're sort of teaching the rest of the people that are out there listening.
Well, that's the thing. I don't come to it as an expert at all. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, most of the music that I got was on a learning CD myself. So I'm very comfortable in the role of student.
I think it's fantastic. It really is, you know, that empty glass type mentality, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the whole thing. I think that most people that are listening right now are not familiar with this music, and they don't know, you know, they don't know about it. So I come up with the questions that they might come up with because I'm still learning myself. Right. You know, some of the great tune bands of all times, I wasn't even that familiar with them because I don't play tunes.
Right.
People say, well, you know these guys. Well, no, share that with me. Yeah, yeah, please.
So what's one of the best discoveries that you've discovered since you've had the radio show? Or was
one of the best discoveries was musically was when Sylvia Misko came in a few weeks ago, and she brought in Canterbury Dance. It was the Canterbury Dance Orchestra. She came in with that and played some of that. And first of all, I learned quite a bit about the dance music, and also the music appealed to me, and also it shed a different light on that world that I had never really been to, because I don't dance at all. And it also had people singing during dance tunes, which I had never heard of before. And so that's my most recent, most wonderful discovery. But I get some kind of awesome every single week.
Oh, that's the great thing about having a show like that. That's great. Yeah. And that's a great thing for the people listening at home. Again, we're live in the studio with Steve Carrigan. He has a show here at WSCA every single Monday from 7 to 8 called Local Folk. It is it's a journey of discovery, basically, about this music and for this music. And as I say on this show all the time, it is about connection. We are about community. And I think you're embodying that perfectly, actually, with your show. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I want to appreciate you taking the time to come here today and share that with us. StephenCarrigan.com. They can find out more. You say you archive your shows? Tell me what's on your website.
I archive my shows. Well, like I said, I do voiceover work. So StephenCarrigan.com has my voiceover demo on it. But right on there is a link to Local Folk. So it says Local Folk. You can just click on that, and it'll go to a whole archive, and it lists the date that the show aired and the name of the person who was on the show. So I've had so you can go right there, and you can download them and listen to them kind of like a podcast, I guess.
Right. Fantastic.
You know, listen to them however you want. And I try to get them as soon as I can. This big discovery that I had with Sylvia Misko just 2 weeks ago, no one's ever going to hear because I was never able to get the recording of that.
So really?
I have them all except for that one. So you'll have to wait till she comes back on the show and you can discover it again for yourself.
A teaser. That's what we call a teaser.
Yeah, well.
That's fantastic. Time right now is about 20 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. You are listening to WSCALP, Portsmouth Community Radio, 106.1 FM. My name's Sean Henderson. The name of this show is Stay Tuned. And we're live in the studio with Stephen Carrigan and Great Bay Sailor and Mike Blair, Bruce, and Jim?
Yes.
Jim, okay. Bruce McIntyre. I should give you a last name so people can
hunt you down.
Yeah, hunt you down. You're going to find most of these guys at the press room on Friday night. Is that correct? Bruce, right. I see you there all the time. Do you guys all hang out there? Because there is a session there every Friday from 5 to... 5 to when? When is it?
Roughly 4:30 to 9.
4:30 to 9, okay.
And the press room session is where a lot of different bands get their start. A lot of traditional bands get their start. They're sort of the axis mundi for the folk world here in Portsmouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. College guy.
It's true, yeah. Yes. Oh. Well, no, I mean, they're... I mean, they really are. They are the hub around which a lot of folk music circulates. And I would say that I you know, that's certainly where I got my sense of what folk music was all about, was through the press room session. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I just encourage people to go out. Do you guys each individually have websites that you want to share now? No, or?
Well, I could tell you right now Jim Prendergast, at least, has millpondmusicstudios.com. He's, he has a new recording studio that was rated last year as one of the top 10 new studios, newly engineered studios. Is that what it was in the country by Mix Magazines?
But
top 20.
Still, I was in good company.
Yeah. He was in very good
I'd
company.
I'd say so, yeah. And he's humble,
Tokyo,
too. Top 10, top 20.
Yeah, I mean... But well, he has an excellent recording studio, and it's where we're doing some recording down there right now. And he does voiceover stuff for me, and also folk music and everything. So I'm sure that he would want to let people know that that existed. And
well, you said it, millpondmusicstudio.com.
Yes, .com. Yep. So, and Bruce works for Oppenheimer. He's a stockbroker.
The singing stockbroker.
The singing stockbroker.
Tom Hall always loves it when we sing a rebel song. He said, it's good to hear a stockbroker singing that.
And, Mike Blair, probably what, Delta?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
When Mike flies overhead, you can hear him going, la, la.
You know, if you go on Facebook, you can find Great Bay Sailor on Facebook, and you can become a fan of Great Bay Sailor or Steve Kerrigan's local folk radio show on Facebook as well. So,
well, I definitely encourage everyone to listen to Steve's show every single Monday from 7 to 8 right here at WSCA. It'll be an education, it'll be informative, and it'll be entertaining, for sure, definitely. Time now is, it's coming up on quarter of the hour. We have time for another live thing if you guys want to throw something at us.
Do we just have time for one more live thing?
Well, we got time for as much as you want. Well, I'm going to kick you out at 5.
Okay, you're going to kick us out at 5. At Listen, most, I was going to sing another one, but I really want my bandmate here, Mike, to lead a song, because this is one of the only songs I know a harmony on. It's really about me.
It's still about you, Steve.
But this is called.
It's about
this
you.
Is.
I'll turn down the mic on him a little bit.
There we go. It's called Old Zeb. Would you like to say something about it? Just share with us.
The song is called Old Zeb, and it's about a rather colorful schooner captain who sailed up and down the New England coast in the early part of the 20th century. And at the age of 83, he was eventually forced ashore by failing eyesight. And his favorite ship was called the Alice Wentworth. And the Alice Wentworth continued on in service up until the 1970s when she was a dockside restaurant down in Boston. And one of Old Zeb's favorite things to do was have his two daughters, Rosie and Gertie, walk him down to the dock so he could still see his old ship. And so this is that song. It's called Old Zeb. I'm not tired of the wind, I'm not weary of the sea, but I guess they've had a belly full of a damned old coot like me. I'm going ashore, she's bound for better days, but I'll see her topsail flying when I come down off the waves. Oh, Rose, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane, and we'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. Well, I wish I had a nickel for the men I used to know, who could haul 3-quart of lumber in a half an hour or so, who could put up sail by hauling instead of donkeying around. I'd be the poorest coaster man this side of Edgar Town. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane, and we'll take another walk to see old Alice sail. Any fool can run an engine. It takes brains to work a sail. I never seen no steamer make much good out of a gale. You can go and pay your taxes on the ration gas you get, but at least to me the wind is free and it hasn't run out yet. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes, and Gertie, get my walking cane, and we'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. If I ever get back to her, you know I'll treat her just the same. I'll jibe her when I want to, sail in the freezing rain. Park the old deer on the beach and go dancing in the town, 'cause a man who's fit for hanging probably never will get drowned. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes, and Gertie, get my walking cane, and we'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes, and Gertie, get my walking cane, and we'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again.
Absolutely beautiful. Mike Blair and Great Bay Sailor live in the WSCA studios. That was beautiful. Bruce, you teach him how to sing too? You're
no,
good
sir.
At this.
That's the package.
Bruce was a tremendous
one. That was a good sound. I just love the sound of you guys' voices. I love the sound of your voice individually as well.
Thanks,
but
so.
Together you just sound fantastic. So thank you so much. Cool. Again, Great Bay Sailor is the name of the band. Stephen Kerrigan was my guest today, and he happened to bring along some great friends. Mike Blair was the guy you just heard on lead vocals there. Bruce McIntyre on guitar, and Jim Pendergrass on guitar and mandolin as well. Great. So when I said that you had one more song, you panicked. And you said, what? Only one more song?
I've got a set list here. And, oh, my goodness.
So we're going to open that up. We're going to open it up and see what else you got in you. What else did you want to do?
Well, we can do one more song, I think. We're going to do what's called Wheels of the World, and it's a somewhat political song. It's about people in power that are spinning the truth. You know, they didn't always... There's a guy that does the No Spin Zone now, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just a spinning, maybe? You know, I don't know. But this...
just another way to spin when you say
just
you're
not another way to spin. He's doing that. This is about people in history spinning away and, you know, grinding
away. It's actually
away.
A very old song, isn't it?
It's pretty old. This is one of those oldies.
All right.
You won't hear this on AM radio, but you will hear it on FM radio. What an opportunity. Wheels of the World is the name of this.
All right, let's do it.
Yep. Come all a true sons of Ireland, attend to these few simple lines. I'll sing you a song about spinning. It was a great trade in our times. Now some they spun worsted and yarn, and others they spun flax and tow. By experience, my friend, you can tell of the wheels of the world how they go. Well, he was a great spinner, and so was our Lord Castlereagh. They spun out the Union of Ireland to England, they shipped it away. But pity spun out his existence, he took a long trip on the boat. And our Lord Castlereagh saved the distance by cutting the rim off his throat.
Napoleon, he was a great spinner. He freedom did always advance over deserts and high lofty mountains. He marched with the brave sons of France. But Wellington also went spinning. His wheels, they were at Waterloo. And if Grouchy had never been bribed, well, the French would have split him in two. John Mitchell, that true son of Ireland, he swore that a spinner he'd be. He set all his wheels in their motion, his dear native land to set free. But Jumbo, the crafty old tyrant, at spinning he was fully bent. And away up to Van Diemen's Island, the sons of old Ireland he sent. The factory owners are spinning their wheels, they are turning away. And now they expect the poor workers to slave 13 hours a day. They don't give a damn for the poor, they heed not their sighs nor their moans. They don't give a damn if they work till they spin all the flesh from their bones. The rich, they are very good spinners, of that we are all very sure. They spend all their time out contriving to grind down the rights of the poor. So if you should chance to go spinning, be sure that your spindles are steel. Let liberty be your bright motto, and glory will turn your big wheel.
Very nice. Beautiful, actually. Steve Kerrigan live in the WSCA studios. Great Bass Sailor. Joining him on that. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Time right now is about 8 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. You're listening and watching. Stay tuned here at WSCA. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for being part of what we're doing here. Again, we try to have live in-studio music every single week, and Steve was kind enough to come in this week, so thank you very much, and share his knowledge and passion for folk music, which is absolutely fantastic. If you want to learn, if you want to hear more of his passion, you want to hear more of the music that he plays, Local Folk's the name of the show. It's on Mondays right here at WSCA from 7 to 8 p.m. every single Monday. So I encourage you to tune in and check that out, StephenKerrigan.com. And I got about 7 minutes. One thing I wanted to ask, I just wanted to ask Bruce, is Bruce used to be in a duo with Dave Hollowell, and that was years ago, and that's how I met you. That was probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, just something about, like that. It was a long time ago.
Right.
I haven't seen Dave in a long time, and tell me, do you know, have you seen him? I just haven't seen him around.
We've sat next to him at the press room every Friday.
Okay. So how is he doing, and what's he up to?
He's doing great. He's taken up the fiddle, and but he's been about 8 years on that instrument, and he has a new singing partner by the name of Peter Hale, and they call themselves Orrin Moore. And they're a regular fixture on Monday nights from 7 till 10, I think, at Rera. And also another band that he has put together called Mudhook. And so there's, let's see, Alan Eaton and Peter.
Yep, and Mike.
Mike Juneau.
Yeah.
And they're very raucous. And they joined us. A lot of these bands were birthed out of the Maritime Festival that we've been running for about 13 years. So we wanted to have a good time, so we had to form bands to get out on the street with all the other singers that we invite in, like Gordon Bach and these other people. So yeah, Dave is doing well, and again, it's interesting how all these names and all these affiliations were all important milestones on the way to where we got in the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
All right.
I think
good. I'm glad. I just haven't seen
first
around
heard that song. And that song that we just sang, I think I first heard with between. I think I heard
you
that from you and Dave.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, we were singing it with the High Pucker Flying Squad. We were preparing it for that, and then he sings it a lot too. We're borrowing from him now.
Mm-hmm. We all borrow from each other. I like to call the Orrin Moore Show on Monday nights the local folk after party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. So you should get on down to the after party, too. Listen to Steve every single Monday from 7 to 8, and then join him down at the after party. That's great. We got 5 minutes. Do you think you can do a 3-minute version of something? Or
yeah, I'm sure.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but since you're...
No, we could take you out with a song if you want, or whatever you like.
Yeah, that'd be close. Yeah, let's see what we can do.
That's nice.
We'll just do... This is a great... This has to do with singers and adapters, because this is called West Indies Blues, and the tune is a combination of two different tunes, and the words... came from the writer's mother's nursemaid from way from, you know, who was a minstrel singer before she was a nursemaid. And this is called West Indies Blues. And how are we doing?
Jim, so I'm
good. Good. Oh, excellent.
We're
excellent.
We're all ready to roll here.
Yep. Well, I've been all over this doggone world. I've been as far as China. The worst old place I ever did see was Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going home, won't be long. I'm going home, sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues. Well, I got my grip and trunk all packed. The ship I's gonna take her. We'll say goodbye to Charleston town. Headed for Jamaica. I'm going home, won't be long.
I'm going
home, sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues. Now Charleston folks eat alligator meat, fried with rice and potatoes. The best old eating I ever did have was monkey hips and tomatoes.
I'm going home, won't be long. I'm going home, as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
When I get to Kingston town, I'm gonna find myself a carriage. Roll on down to Sally's house, I'm gonna make a Creole marriage.
I'm going home, won't be long. I'm going home, as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues. I'm going home, won't be long. I'm going home, as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Sean.
You're what makes this show awesome for me, anyway. So thank you so much again. It's great having you in. I'm looking forward to hearing more of your shows. StephenKerrigan.com. You can download Steve's radio show. You can go to his website. He has it archived, so you can hear what we're talking about now. You don't have to wait till Monday. That's basically what I'm saying. You can tune in on Monday at 7 to 8, and I encourage you to do that every single Monday. But you can go there and download some of his programs. And get a taste of it today. If this wasn't enough, and I'm sure it wasn't enough. And I can't thank you enough for coming in. So thank you very much.
Thanks
and good
so
luck
much.
To everybody. Pleasure. Nice meeting you. Democracy Now! Is up next. Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Independent news and interviews from the Pacifica Radio Network. She follows me every single Friday right around this time. I will be back next week with more live in-studio music. And we'll be making connections over the airways as we do every single Friday. My name is Sean Henderson. The name of the show is Stay Tuned. As I said, I'll be back next Friday. Till then, be good to yourselves. Be good to one another. I'll see you back here in about a week.